Just a minute.
If you know somebody's on the, if you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you'd stop and ask somebody, how, what would you say?
How can I get to I-75 or 41 or somewhere?
But if you knew the way, but you just didn't know how many miles it was, mm-hmm. you'd say,
how far is it from here to I-75?
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something nearby to a friend or something, you'd say, what would you say?
Over there, over yonder.
Mm-hmm. Or to begin with, to get their attention, what would you say?
Oh. What would I say to get their attention? Look or listen more, you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say, look here?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I said, look.
Uh-huh.
All else say, look here. I didn't say, look.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm pointing them out to.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you wanted to know how many times somebody did something, you'd say, how, what, do you go to town?
How many times did you go to town? How do you go to town?
Mm-hmm. Well, is there another word like, you'd say, I go to town very seldom. How, what,
many.
How?
How much do you go? I wouldn't say how much, how many times did you go?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go?
Well, like, would you say, we don't eat rolls very much, but we eat cornbread.
Frequent.
Uh-huh. Or what's another word you might use besides frequent?
Oh, every day.
Or, well, would you say often or
often.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Very often.
Mm-hmm. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, and you're agreeing with him, you mm-hmm. say, what would you say?
He said he's not going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't believe I will either.
Mm-hmm.
That's my word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, you know, or I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't the word.
Well, if you say, if he said, I'm not going to do that, you'd say,
me either.
Mm-hmm. what's this?
Hey, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And what does a man grow right here?
Beards. These beards.
Mm-hmm. And what do you go to the barber for?
Get your hair cut.
And where the old time storekeeper used to keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
In the old times, in the cash register, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did he ever do something like?
Behind his ear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, played them there too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what ear did he usually put it over?
Oh, the right one.
Well, if you were left-handed, where would he put it?
He's teeter on his left ear.
Oh, his left ear. If somebody's mumbling, you'd say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, somebody was eating chicken and started coughing and everything, you'd say, he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Would you say something besides throat ever?
Got it. No, let me see.
In a kind of funny way.
Yeah. No, unless I said he's gone the wrong way. Went down the wrong way. No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I'd say in his throat.